ain't even had one beer. Well, good Tuesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am in Ord, Nebraska today, getting ready to head south tonight, but wanted to take a few minutes to record a podcast on what happened to the markets today and what's been happening over the last several days, actually, and kind of give some thoughts and give you some updates on some charts and some thinking about where we're at right now. Today is the sales closing deadline for crop insurance in our southern states. It is the final day for setting the average prices in our northern states, and a pretty interesting time that we're in right now, because with the markets having traded sharply lower after the last 4 days, we are trading well below where these monthly averages are at, and so that is making revenue insurance look like a really good put option right now. You're able to go back and buy the policy based on the monthly average, and the market's trading well below it. For example, December corn tonight closed at 569 and three quarters. The monthly average right now at 591. So quite a bit higher than where that for the crop insurance price than where the market is right now. Soybeans closed tonight at 1347 and a quarter. The monthly average at 1376. Spring wheat closed tonight at, bear with me a second, Minneapolis wheat at about 851 and three quarters, the monthly average at 887. So we're getting the benefit, especially with some higher coverages like ECO, maybe even SCO, getting close to being in the money if we have average crops in the counties this year with a 95% trigger. So I'd certainly encourage, I've been encouraging people to look at these policies all along, but with what's happened over the last several days, you certainly want to look at these higher level coverages this year really as a put option at this point in time. And, you know, if markets go up, great. I'm sure we got plenty to sell, but if they don't, we certainly can take advantage of those insurance prices that were set. So rewind a little bit, talk about the markets today. Once more, we saw some heavy, heavy fund liquidation. We triggered some big technical points, especially in the bean market today. Beans were the ones that got hit. And if you've been in any of the meetings in the last several weeks that I've done, I've been talking about the 50-day moving average in March corn as being, or excuse me, March soybeans as being the line in the sand. That was at 1510. We blew through that early this morning, and when that happened, we just triggered another big, big round of selling. And so we took the market all the way down to the trend line on March 23 soybeans, and we'll see if that can hold here the rest of the week. But if you look at the chart, the indicators, the RSI at 39 on March beans, stochastics and RSI, maybe not quite into oversold situation yet. So market closed tonight at 1490. Next level supports the 100-day moving average at 1472, the 200-day moving average at 1458. So at least there are some support levels in that contract. One other thing to note, I know you can't see this, but the low last summer in March beans was at 1299. Even after this sell-off, we're still almost $2 higher than the last summer low when we thought we were going to have a big bean crop. But now that we've harvested or are harvesting a big South American crop, and we're potentially talking about more bean acres in the U.S., you know, that sets the tone for a potential, you know, you got another couple dollars potentially downside in this market if we do get a good crop planted. November soybeans still within the range of this year, close tonight at 1347 and a quarter, down 24 and three quarter cents, but that's still 17 cents above the January low. So even though we've broken below some moving average lines, still haven't done a lot of damage to that chart. But keep in mind that the low in that contract was 1217 and a quarter, and that's $1.30 under where the market's at today. So they still do have some potential to go down, but for the moment still have some decent support. Now the corn market, looking at March corn, we made another new low again today, traded below the December low, which was 635. Closed tonight at 629 and a quarter, down 13 and a quarter cents on the March contract. It is reaching into oversold territory. RSI at 25. Stochastics, the short-term stochastic line at 3 right now, which is horribly, horribly oversold. Would not be a shock to see this market bounce back here at the end of the week. December 23 corn closed tonight, I mentioned at 569 and three quarters. Took out the August spike low from middle of August. now you look at the chart back at last July's low at 543 and a quarter, still 25 cents above it tonight, but that's really the next level on the chart below the market. And again, that's when we thought we were going to have a big corn crop last year, but the market is pricing in bigger acres. So we saw that from the Ag Outlook Forum last week, 91 million acres projected. Plus, you're seeing cheaper fertilizer prices now. Will that add corn acres? That's a big question mark. But you got the RSI on this contract at 27, stochastics at 7.23, so reaching into oversold territory here as well. So I don't want to be a panic seller at this point. We'll wait for some potential back to the upside. We'll talk about that here in the market report letter probably next week once things settle down a little bit. But we'll look at some targets back above the market. The wheat market trading at its lowest level, what, in 17 months, I think, in Chicago. Wheat, Kansas City March wheat closed tonight at 8:15, which is a little bit above the January highs, so we haven't broken necessarily support there yet. Minneapolis March wheat did close at its contract low here today. So I mentioned the Chicago market. Chicago March wheat trading at its lowest level, I think, in 17 months. So not really much to talk about there other than, again, these indicators very, very oversold. RSI on Chicago March wheat at 28. Stochastics at 5 and 13, telling us that market's pretty overcooked as well at the present time. March cotton, you know, continues to march right along just in the trading range that we've been over the last 3 to 4 months. December cotton, kind of sort of in the upper end of the trading range of the last 4 months. Closed tonight a little under 84 cents, which was down about a half cent at the end of the day, but still, you know, not really doing any damage to the chart yet. I do believe everybody believes we're going to lose cotton acres this year. So the question is, how many do we give up? So I did mention some of the changes, but March corn down 13 and a quarter, 629 and a half. December corn down 6 and a quarter, 569 and three quarters. March soybeans down 27 and three quarters at 1490 and a half. November soybeans down 24 and three quarters at 1347 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat down 4 and a quarter at 713 and three quarters. Kansas City July wheat down a nickel at 806 and a half. Minneapolis March wheat up a penny and a quarter at 870 and three quarters. Minneapolis September wheat down cent and a half at 851 and three quarters. March cotton down 81 points at 84.19. December cotton down 43 points at 83.83. March rice down 2 points at 1697. You know, the big boomer today was February cattle. That contract expired at noon today, but it went off with a 250 gain at 167.50, still getting us closer and closer to that 2014 high. I believe it was $171, so still a little bit below that. The April contract was up 50 cents at 165.47. April feeder cattle up 85 cents at 195.07. April hogs up 45 cents at 85.17. I would encourage people, especially in the cattle market, consider the LRP subsidized insurance policy for cattle. It's basically a subsidized put option through the federal government. What it really does for us is put a floor under this thing. And if you look at the seasonal trends over the 5, 10, 15, 20, 30-year seasonals, they are all lower from here. Now, it doesn't mean it happens every year, but the trend this time on into the early part of summer is for a lower market in the June cattle contract. So we'll see if that happens, but it's a great way to at least establish a floor under the market with that that LRP policy. Now, the dollar index was down yesterday, but back up again today, a quarter point. Crude oil up $1.17 a barrel at $76.85. Gold is up $10 an ounce at $18.51. The Dow, disappointing, down 244 points at $32,665. All of my talks this winter have been about profitability and about trying to figure out ways to lock in profit this year with prices where they're at. I feel like we've got the opportunity to do that with insurance policies along with a little bit of forward selling. So maybe the forward selling train has left the station here for at least a little while. I don't know that I want to panic and do that at the moment. But again, I can utilize these prices for insurance for the ECO policy, which is a 95% trigger you can get with that, which, you know, 95% of 591 on corn just about gets you to where the December contract closed tonight. So I really encourage producers to look at that this year. May not be the case every year, but this year with the prices set where they are, I think we've got some opportunities to lock in some profit, and I don't want to pass it up because I just don't know what's going to happen next year. If we add corn acres this year, if we add soybean acres, those two crops, along with weaker demand right now, you know, that's a bad combination for price going forward, so I certainly want to get some stuff locked in. So with that, I will adjourn this podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll be on the road the next couple of days, so we may do some more podcasting. We'll see, but we'll get a chance to drive from Nebraska to Texas over the next couple of days, so I'll get to see some countryside and hopefully see some greening up as we get further south. So take care. We'll talk to you again really soon.